This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Mr. Bombastic!
They said, oh, what a night. Oh, on the video.
If they had a been like Ben.
It's like that, and that's the way it is.
Hello, once again, one and all, a huge welcome. It's Tuesday, it's the 14th of September, and it's the show that goes like this again on Phoenix FM with me, Ben Simmons. Lovely to have you along. Thanks for spending some time with me tonight. Hopefully it'll be a blast for everybody concerned. So many ways you can join us. 98 FM if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas of Essex. PhoenixFM.com if you're anywhere else. If you're on Mixcloud, you can even search for us on there, get the webcam feed, see what's actually going on in our studio. And if you have a smart speaker, you can say, play Phoenix FM, and it absolutely will do. I've already struggled at the start of this show because I think for the first time in my Phoenix FM broadcasting career, I'm wearing a baseball cap. As many radio presenters will know, it's nice to sort of lean into the microphone. When you have a peaked baseball cap on, you occasionally hit the microphone like this. That's my baseball cap doing that. If you're joining us on Mixcloud, you'll notice I have to appreciate the angle a bit more tonight. Good start there. Great to be here. Great to be along. And huge thanks to Bob Simpson for another fabulous Drive Time show. He's covering for Stuart Pink this week. So well done to Bob. And what have we got coming up on the show that goes like this evening then? Well, regular listeners will be delighted to know we've got tracks that link to the theme of the day. We've got celebrity birthdays coming up at some point in the next couple of hours. We've got more information on the Soft Drink World Cup as the group stage nears its final stretch, if you like. And Bic Lol will definitely be back in the second hour of the show tonight, rather excitingly. So loads happening. I'll intersperse all the music with some interesting facts for you as well. So don't go anywhere. Your ears will be glad that you're here for the next couple of hours. And we need some music to get us going this evening then. What am I going to play? What is the theme of tonight's show? Well, it's Gobstopper Day today. I'm going to pretty much ignore that. We've all had gobstoppers in our youth and probably find them a bit unnecessary when you become an adult. It's also National Colouring Day. Now, you could choose to dye your hair on National Colouring Day. You could get a black and white image and colour it in. You could do some paint by numbers. But I'm even going to shy away from National Colouring Day. It's a bit too easy. Just songs with colours in, isn't it? Did you know, though, on the 14th of September, all over the UK only, don't know why it's unique to the UK today, it's National Quiet Day. Shouldn't have played that fanfare so loud, really. It's National Quiet Day, so I'm going to just lower my voice a little bit and probably not be able to keep it up for the entire show, because that would be ridiculous. I'm going to do it musically. All the tracks you hear link to being quiet in some way or another, and perhaps as we get further down the list, they argue against being quiet in some way or another. But many of you lovely Legend listeners have sent in some track suggestions, and thank you so much for doing that. If you've done that, you will get a shout out on this very show if we play your track. So don't go anywhere. Keep it locked in to Phoenix FM tonight and the show that goes like this. So, loads of music that links to being quiet. It's not a popular thing for musicians to sing about being quiet, really, is it? George Michael managed it, though. Let's get started. That sax isn't quiet. George Michael wrote this song in a library when he annoyed someone by whispering that bit too loud. Yes, it was a bit careless of him.
I feel so unsure.
something in your eyes calls to mind a silver screen, and all it said goodbye.
I'm never gonna dance again.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That is what you can expect for the next couple of hours then. Me desperately trying not to bang the peaked cap of my baseball cap onto the microphone whilst talking to you and also playing tracks that link to being quiet, because the 14th of September is National Quiet Day. But I'm not going to speak too quietly. I'm going to leave it to the music. It would be ridiculous trying to whisper throughout a whole radio show, careless or otherwise. George Michael getting us going there then. And yeah, loads more still to come. Celebrity birthdays, BitLol, the Soft Drink World Cup, loads of facts, some of them about being quiet. And shout outs to you, lovely Leg End listeners. So, George Michael and Careless Whisper, Phil Whelans was straight in there on Facebook earlier. And congratulations to him. You've got your name on the airwaves tonight, Phil. Well done. Thank you so much again for sending in that suggestion. Opening track to the show. You should be extra pleased with yourself, I say. Right, going to put another track on. Then I'm going to start hitting you with some hard being quiet facts. Wowzers. What's coming next? What track about being quiet? Can you guess some of the tracks that are going to feature on tonight's show? Just have a guess. Go on. Let's all take 15 seconds now to have a quick guess and see what you can manage. See if any of them appear up until 8 o'clock this evening. See if you can be pleased with yourself going, I knew he'd do that one. I knew that one would feature. Yes. Can you guess? Well, here we go. Surely a lot of people have thought about this one. It's time for Simon. Not on his own, with Garfunkel. What are they singing about? You know it by now.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light, it split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fools say I do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed the wills of silence. People bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls, whispered.
Phoenix FM.
Classic Simon and Garfunkel, suggested by Siobhan Roxburgh on social media earlier on. Thank you very much, Siobhan, for your suggestion. That also has made it into the show. Now then, some facts about being quiet. Here's something slightly weirdly disconcerting, I believe. Earth's quietest place will drive you crazy in 45 minutes. What are we talking about? Well, the quietest place on Earth is an anechoic chamber at Orfield Laboratories in Minnesota. It's so quiet, the longest anybody has been able to bear it is 45 minutes. Now, obviously, they've made it scientifically incredibly quiet and noise-free. I don't understand exactly how they've gone about it, but inside the room, it's so silent that the background noise is measured in negative decibels. How is that possible? Minus 9.4 dBs. What? That doesn't really making a lot of sense to me. But anyway, Stephen Orfield, the lab's founder, says, "We challenge people to sit in the chamber in the dark. One person stayed in there for 45 minutes. When it's quiet, ears will adapt. The quieter the room, the more things you hear. You'll hear your heart beating. Sometimes you can hear your lungs, hear your stomach gurgling loudly. In the anechoic chamber, you become the sound." There we go. There's more. Hang on, I haven't quite done. "The room isn't just for being horrible to people. Companies test their products in it to find out how loud they are. NASA has sent astronauts to help them adapt to the silence of space. But for the average person, it's a deeply disorienting place. Not only do people hear their heartbeat, they have trouble orienting themselves and even standing up. How you orient yourself is through sounds you hear when you walk. In the anechoic chamber, you don't have any cues. You take away the perceptual cues that allow you to balance and manoeuvre. If you're in there for half an hour, you have to be in a chair." Can you imagine that? A room that is so quiet, you kind of lose all sense of what's going on. Bit weird. I won't be desperately trying to go there. Where was it? Minnesota. Yeah. Orfield Laboratories. I'll be all right just sticking here in the slightly soundproof Phoenix FM Studio 1. And that's quiet enough for me. Yeah. Living where I do in Chenfield, it's not quiet very often. I've got used to noise. Whilst I do like a bit of peace and quiet and the sounds of nature and things like that, I wouldn't like total quiet where you can hear your heartbeat and your stomach rumbling, hear yourself blinking, hear your lungs. No one wants to hear their lungs, do they? Wowzers. Right, there was a peak cap hitting the microphone. I've got to stop it. It's probably annoying nobody else other than me, but it's annoying me. Right, let's get another track on. Here, with Enjoy the Silence, not what you do in that room, it's Depeche Mode.
very unnecessary. They can only do
Phoenix FM.
Bit of Depeche Mode there then, enjoying the silence. And I've done some exhaustive research in the name of entertainment for you lovely Legend listeners. Everything gets ruined by corporate behemoths, doesn't it? So let me just explain what's gone on. That Orfield Laboratories I mentioned in Minnesota, they had the world record for the quietest room in existence, which was measured at minus 13 decibels, actually, in 2012 in October. Minneapolis, Minnesota. Then Microsoft decided they were going to beat them. Clearly, with more money and more resources, they've managed to do it. And that room, that was, well, originally minus 9.4 in 2004. Then they improved to minus 13 decibels in 2012. Microsoft have achieved a reading of minus 20.3 decibels in a room in their headquarters in Redmond, Washington, in the USA. So Microsoft now have the world record for the quietest place on Earth as of 2015. So there we go. A little bit disappointing, but they also have their own anechoic chamber. And you can see images of it. If you look at Microsoft Laboratory Quiet Room or whatever, it looks like some kind of weird sort of panic room, escape room, weird puzzle or something. But yeah, looks a bit bizarre. Obviously absorbs a lot of noise. And apparently they were trying to achieve something around minus 15 and it actually got better results than they were hoping for. So must have been pleased by that, Microsoft. So, yes, the quietest place in the world is in Microsoft's headquarters. I'm shocked. Is it people arguing about Office and Word and Excel and PowerPoint? No, it isn't. Microsoft do far more than that, and they have a quiet room somewhere in the bowels of their headquarters in Washington. Right, there we go. I feel like we've dealt with quiet rooms now. Let's move away, fact-wise, from quiet rooms. I'm going to put another track on. I promise I won't talk to you any more about quiet rooms, just in case you're slightly worried by them. Maybe you want a loud room. Libraries used to be quiet rooms, didn't they? All noise, frowned upon. Is it quite the same anymore? Do people even go to the library quite so much anymore? What with the internet being able to give you all the information you could ever require, I would imagine going to libraries considerably less popular. Still quiet, though. Still etiquette that needs to be observed. Don't stop observing that etiquette, people. Right, let's get a bit funkier right now this evening, but still have songs that embrace silence musically. Time for a bit of Rihanna, who says shut up and drive. Cars aren't going to be quiet, are they? Electric ones, quieter. All right, Rihanna.
Top and against the lean. You make a very shut up and drive, 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 drive. Shut up and drive, drive, drive. I got class like a 57 Cadillac. Head of a drive with a whole lot of booming flats. You look like you could handle what's under my hood. You keep saying that you will, boy, I wish you would. So if you feel me, let me know, know. Come on, I want you waiting for, for. My engine's ready to explode, explode. So start me up and watch me go, go, go. Get you where you wanna go, if you know what I mean. Had a ride that's smoother than a limousine. Can you handle the curves? Can you run on the line? If you can, maybe boy, then we can go online. Press 0 to 60 in 3.5. Baby, you got the speed. Now shut up and drive, drive.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
According to the end of that track, I think the law caught up with Rihanna there. Oh, yes. I failed to give an attribute to the people that suggested the previous track, which was Depeche Mode, Enjoy the Silence. It was Mark Straker. And also Simon and Garfunkel's Sound of Silence. It wasn't just Siobhan Voxburgh, it was Laurie Foker as well. So apologies to Laurie Foker for failing to mention her at the time. And slightly less apologies for Mark Straker because the song's less far away now in time. But it was Mark who suggested Depeche Mode's Enjoy the Silence. Rihanna's Shut Up and Drive was suggested by the fabulous Laden Tunchai. So thank you very much to you as well. Utterly brilliant. See, that's what I like about this show. You bother to do a bit of research for me or have a bit of knowledge for me you're willing to impart. You put it on my social media. You get mentioned on the show. You get a shout out for being a lovely legend person. It's brilliant. Right, so that was Rihanna telling everyone to shut up and drive, and okay, that's just what we'll do. Would have been more appropriate on the Drive Time show, I guess. Should have told Bob Simpson to play that just before me. But anyway, I've just looked up online the quietest animals. What are the quietest animals? Now, clearly, a lot of underwater animals are pretty quiet, but some make noises, don't they? Whales, dolphins, they can make noises. Here are a list of animals which make no sounds. They do not speak or make any noises using their vocal box or mouth. Now, here we go. Jellyfish. Okay, seems obvious. Snails. Butterflies. Crabs. Sharks. Goldfish. Sea urchins. Worms. Starfish. Sea cucumbers, sea anemones, sponges, clams, sea lilies, sea squirts, and man-o-wars. Portuguese man-o-wars, I guess, or maybe they can come from other countries. But yes, a lot of sea life in there. Non-sea life, butterflies make no noise. Snails, they make no noise. I'm guessing you include slugs in that, and mollusks of a lot of kinds. Worms, yeah, see. What do they have? Hydroponic skeleton, is it? Because they don't really have a skeleton as such. It's sort of liquid-based. Something like that. I'll have to do the research to be imparting decent knowledge to my lovely Leg End listeners. But yes, all those animals have been found to make no sound whatsoever. So there we go. Don't say you don't learn things on the show that goes like this. Another track, and then we're going to have some celebrity birthdays, I think. Here's one suggested by Dan March on social media earlier. Thank you very much to you, Dan. Another one with Shut Up in it. Although the song's far from quiet, it's Walk the Moon, Shut Up and Dance.
Oh, don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said
FM.
Walk the Moon, Shut Up and Dance, courtesy of Dan March here on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM on the 14th of September. Well done, Dan. Thank you very much for that suggestion. Well, 36 minutes and 36 seconds into the show already. What on earth is going on? Well, yes, it's flying by for me, hopefully for you guys as well. Time flies when your ears are having fun. That's my motto, which I've never mentioned before, but I'm happy to use it as a motto. Hope your Tuesday's treating you well, but funny weather-wise, looking out of our Studio One window here, it's kind of been raining quite a bit today, but it's remained sort of quite warm and a bit muggy. So yeah, maybe it's like that for you. Maybe it's totally different weather where you are. Let's be honest, not everybody lives in the same place in the UK, which is absolutely fine. But if you're here near me, you're probably experiencing similar things. Anyway, right, what's happening? Well, I'm going to stick to talking to you about animals in between tracks, although I did promise celebrity birthdays, so I guess I ought to stick to that promise. Hang on. I've got to find my exhaustive research from earlier. I found it. It's time for this. Well, it's the 14th of September. Who's celebrating today? Rapper Naz is 48 today. Pussycat Doll, now TV presenter Ashley Roberts, is 40 today. Jurassic Park's Sam Neill is 74 today. Andrew Lincoln, Rick Grimes from The Walking Dead, is 48 today. Debbie Gallagher from Shameless. Emma Kenny is 22. Those are your celebrity birthdays. If it's your birthday as well, many happy returns of the day to you. Some people were concerned that I'd missed celebrity birthdays. I was getting close to missing it some weeks. I'm always going to try and get it in a little bit earlier now on the show that goes like this. Coming up in the second hour, we've got another exciting BitLol competitor who's going to be on the end of a phone line, worryingly waiting, or waiting worriedly. That's the correct term, I think. And we've also got the Soft Drink World Cup going on. Loads more to tell you about the current developments there if you've not been following it on Twitter. If you want an early heads up, it's Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, and you can see all the results of all the groups so far. If you don't want a heads up, just keep it here and you'll get one anyway. After 7 o'clock in the second hour of the show. But it's all happening and loads of excitement. Now, as promised, carrying on telling you about animals. And we mentioned jellyfish are completely silent. I've found out something about jellyfish. It seems a bit weird. They can be fun to look at. Some of them can sting you. So maybe it would be better if they weren't completely silent, but they do not make any sounds. They're very simple creatures and belong to a list of animals that don't even have a brain. That means they're not capable of producing any form of communication. They just float around and feed and therefore sting you if they're threatened. So they don't technically have a brain. They must have something within the organism that tells them where to go and when to feed and when to sting someone. So, yeah, they don't have a brain, though. That just seems slightly bizarre and worrying to me. How can they exist without a brain? Worms are also silent. They do not communicate with each other by using sounds. They will use touch and taste. They can feel vibrations very well in the soil. Whenever they feel the earth tremble, they will quickly move upwards to the surface to avoid getting caught by an enemy. Surely that seems counterproductive. Shouldn't they try and go further down? Or is this some kind of burrowing animal that's coming at them from underneath? I don't know. But worms live most of their lives in the ground or under rocks, so they can just stay silent anyway. There's nobody to talk to underground. That is a good point, I suppose. And you would expect a lot of fish not to make sounds, but that is wrong. There are many types of fish that can utter vocalizations. A goldfish is not one of them. But according to scientists at the University of Auckland, all fish can hear and some can also make sounds through the mouth. They don't have any vocal cords, so they make weird sounds comparatively to humans. Fish sounds are best described as chirps and grunts, and they will make these sounds in order to communicate and express dominance, fear, or pain. They can also make sounds to mate or warn other fish of predators. The first person to describe fish vocalizations was Aristotle more than 2,000 years ago. Fish can make a drumming-like squeaking sound by vibrating their swim bladders. Wow. Other sounds it can make more like the sound you get from plastic rubbed on metal. That's a strange analogy, isn't it? But biologists have been able to record fish sounds with underwater microphones because so many fish will swim away when they see any divers or anything like that. You have to be very patient, set the microphones and just wait. But they have done it. Fish do make vocal sounds, although they don't have voice boxes as such. Chirps and grunts. It's weird to think of fish chirping and grunting, isn't it? Speaking of chirping and grunting, here's a comedy song that tells you to be quiet. Thanks to Ian Lee, Phil Whelans and Kylie Butler. Bit of Joe Dolce. Go on. Come on, Joe. You want me to be quiet? All right.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the 8th grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out the late. The bad boys always shoot the pool. Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Boy, it making me sick. What the thing I gotta do? I can't get no kicks. I always got to follow rules. Boy, it making me sick.
just to make a lousy bucks. Got to feel it like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, well, what's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Play that thing. Really nice, really nice. But soon there come a day, gonna be a bigger star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing. Still I dance and I sing. I think about the mama, she used to say, what's the matter you? Hey, God don't know respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the matter you? Hey, God don't know respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. Everybody, that's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with this? Shut up or your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. But they make me feel so good. You ought to learn that this song, it's real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter you? You sing, hey. Then I sing the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up or your face. Okay, let's try it really.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And if you've just joined us, we're celebrating National Quiet Day all over the UK today. Not by me being quiet. Oh no, you're not that lucky. By all the tracks that I play being linked to being quiet in some way or another, and possibly later on in the show when I'm struggling for inspiration, ones that celebrate the opposite of being quiet. But anyway, that was Joe Dolce's Shut Up Your Face, as I quickly mentioned as it was playing, from Ian Lee, Phil Whelans and Kylie Butler, all independently of each other, who suggested that that was played. So well done to you. And a special hello this evening to Bobbo Roberts as well. Welcome along, Bobbo. Thanks for being here again. If you're on my Facebook feed, he has posted an amusing photograph on there of some sea life, surprisingly making noise. Rather impressive. But thanks for sharing, Bobbo, and good to know you're out there. Good to know you tuned in. Fabulous. Now then, it's just gone 7:15. We have got Soft Drink World Cup information coming up in the second hour of the show, and round about 7:30, Bic Lol is back, the most tense quiz on radio that certainly worries everybody that takes part. Will our competitor tonight be soaring up the leaderboard, or will they be rooted to the bottom, or will they make kind of mid-table respectability? You'll have to stay tuned to find out. I'm sure it will be a great one. Now, more music coming, loads of tracks that link to being silent, most of which have been suggested by you lovely people. Thank you so much for that. It's time for another one then. It's time for Ronan Keating, who just prefers when people say nothing at all.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I can never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing.
of your hand says you'll catch me wherever I fall. You say it best when you say nothing at all. Talking out loud. But when you hold me near, you drown out the crowd. Try as they may, they can never define what's been said between your heart and mine.
Phoenix FM.
Ronan Keating, When You Say Nothing At All, from Notting Hill, wasn't it? I think that originally. Oh, yes. Time for some more facts about animals. I know you'll be pleased. Please, calm yourselves down. Sit down. It's just some animal facts coming. Good. Now, we're talking about animals that were quiet. Ellie in Suffolk was concerned. She said, I mentioned that butterflies were quiet, and what about their wings flapping? Clearly, they're not quiet. Certainly, you'd hear a butterfly in one of those quiet rooms in Microsoft's office, or those laboratories we talked about, Orfield, was it? With minus decibels, or whatever it is. But yes, I'm talking about, or we were talking about, animals that don't make vocal noises through their mouths. So, yes, many insects, I guess, fall into that category, of which butterflies are one. But, of course, Ellie, they do make noises with their wings flapping. Now, what about animals that have wings but manage to stay super silent? For example, the owl. They can fly over their prey without making any sound at all due to their perfect aerodynamic shape, which means the wind will not make any sound when passing over its wings. And owls hunt by listening to every sound in their environment. Their faces are shaped in a way they can pick up any small sound made in forests. Whenever they hunt, they will hover over the forest silently and completely undetected. As soon as it picks up a sound, an owl can dive down and catch some kind of small creature like a mouse. There we go. And similarly to owls over land, sharks. managed to do something in the sea. Quite impressive. They're one of the quietest animals at sea. They have special scales that enable the water to flow by without making any sound whatsoever. So animals will never know when the predator is approaching. Because there's almost no friction between the shark and the water, they can swim incredibly fast. So it's super silent and swims faster than most other fish, thanks to their special scales. They've been used as inspiration for spatial swimming suits, which give swimmers a great advantage. There we go. I had no idea that sharks were designed to have virtually no friction between themselves and the water as they swim through, and their scales are designed to not make any noise as they're swimming. Impressive, slightly worrying. Here's an animal that you may be surprised to learn doesn't have any vocal cords. Rabbits. There we go. I'm just going to leave you with that and say, if you're in a room full of rabbits, there'd be a kind of hush all over that room, wouldn't there?
There's a kind of hush all over the world. Tonight, all over the world, you can hear the sounds of lovers in love. You know what? Sight. There's nobody else, and I'm feeling good, just holding you tight. So listen very carefully, closer now, and you will see what I mean. It isn't a dream. The only sound
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Well, that was Herman's Hermit's version of There's a Kind of Hush All Over the World. And that was courtesy of Dave Jerome and Alan Wilkinson. Also, When You Say Nothing at All by Ronan Keating was in honour of Phil Lunn, who suggested it. So thank you to everyone that suggested tracks on the show tonight. Hopefully you've been listening and got your shout-outs. Fabulous. Glad to have got you on the programme. That's marvellous. And Alan Wilkinson was very kind to have me on his programme when I did pantomime in Chesterfield about 5 years ago. He does local radio up there. Hello, Alan. Good to know you're listening. And thanks so much once again. Fabulous. Now, just before that last track, I mentioned rabbits don't make sounds. And some people are going to say, yes, they do. I've heard them squeak it. They don't. They might thump. They might make out some grunting kind of noises or something. But they don't have vocal cords, so they do not produce any sounds from their mouth. A little bit strange. Also, giraffes, the world's tallest animal, does not have vocal cords, does not produce any sounds through the mouth. Certainly not that human ears can pick up. Apparently, though, They do infrasonic sounds, which are inaudible to the human ear. Biologists have been able to pick up these sounds with microphones and computers and found they were extremely low frequency, which can travel over large distances and are perfect for warning calls. They can also produce some kind of a whistle in order to call their young to them. So giraffes do make sounds, but not through the mouth. I don't know how they produce this low range kind of noise to warn themselves, but yeah, there we go, giraffes, fascinating, and like rabbits, don't make sounds through the mouth. See, you learn stuff on the show that goes like this. I'm very happy to be the person that gives you this information, and thanks so much for being here. 98.0 FM, phoenixfm.com, or ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. Remember, if you're online and you want to actually see me in the studio and see the issues I'm having with this baseball cap tonight, I won't be wearing this again, you could join us on Mixcloud. If you have an account, you can also join in the chat on the side. Mixcloud.com, search for Phoenix FM, you'll get the webcam feed into the studio. Lots of people do it. Lots of people get rewarded by seeing me waving at them right now, just like this. Okay, fabulous. Let's get another track on. It's coming up to the halfway point in tonight's show already. We've just had Herman's Hermit. Right now, rather obviously when you're celebrating National Quiet Day, it's time once again for Bjork.
So still, shh, shh, you're all alone, shh, shh, and so peaceful until you fall. About a guy you wanna love, you wanna cry, you cross your heart and hope to die till it's over, and then shh, shh, it's nice and quiet, shh, shh, but soon again, shh, shh, starts another big riot. You blow a fuse, sing boom, the demo cuts loose, sing boom, so what's the use? Wow! Of falling in love. It's oh so peaceful until you ring the bell, bing bang, shout and you yell, hey, you broke the spell. This is swell, you almost have a fit, this guy's coaching, I got hit, there's no mistake, this is it! Till it's over and then it's nice and quiet, shh, shh, but soon again, shh, shh, starts another big riot.
it's the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
It absolutely is, you know. Thanks so much for being here. Great to have you along this Tuesday evening. 57 minutes and 6 seconds left. Don't go anywhere. Loads still to cram into those final few minutes of the show. Loads more tracks. Bic Lol coming up around about 27 minutes time. Soft Drink World Cup info. I've just found out some very interesting information about something linked to being quiet, which I'd like to share with you now. I decided to look up facts, interesting facts, about the British Library. We're all supposed to be quiet in libraries. The British Library is an incredible institution. Listen to these facts. The British Library's collections include over 170 million items from almost every language and faith group. Together, they occupy over 746 kilometres of shelving, equivalent to the distance from London to Aberdeen, and this is growing by 8 kilometres a year. Now, I don't know how that fits into what building they're in. They must need some serious extension work going on in the British Library. Meanwhile, our digital collections amount to over 1 petabyte. Now, you lose me when you get into those big numbers. I know we've got kilobytes, megabytes, gigabytes, terabytes. I think after terabytes, you get petabytes. So it's equivalent to almost 3.5 years of non-stop high-definition video footage. A lot of stuff. They receive a copy of every publication produced in the UK and Ireland. Last year they received over 500,000 printed and digital items and over 100 terabytes of data from the UK web domain. If you went in there and looked at 5 items a day, it would take you 80,000 years to see the entire collection. And they have material in the British Library ranging from the Magna Carta and Leonardo da Vinci's notebooks to today's newspapers and websites. They have 13.5 million printed books and e-books, 310,000 manuscript volumes from Jane Austen to James Joyce and Handel to the Beatles, 60 million patents, 60 million newspapers, over 4 million maps, over 250,000 journals, 7 million sound recordings, 8 million stamps. Absolutely incredible. And over 500 terabytes of preserved data in their UK web archive, which has aimed to collect every UK website since 2013. So if you'd made a website and then thought you'd deleted it, it probably exists somewhere in the British Library. There we go. Loads of information about that. That's fascinating. Absolutely incredible. The amount of data. Well, 8 kilometres a year of extra shelving needed. How on earth is that possible? I'm not going to even worry about it. I'm not the curator of the British Library. Anyway, right, let's get more music on. Sports fans may be keen to know that the Champions League is up and running and Manchester United are away at Young Boys right now. I'll give you a score update after this one, and then it will not be far away from information about the Soft Drink World Cup, and then it will really not be far away from this week's Bic Lol. If you're excited, just hush.
Needed you to be strong. I never needed you for pointing out my wrongs. I never needed pain. I never needed strain. My love for you was strong enough, you should have known. I never needed you for judgment. I never needed you to question what I spend. I never asked for help. I take care of myself. I don't know why you think you got a hold on me. And just a little even conversations, there isn't anything for you to say. And my eyes hurt, hey, shiver. So look at me and listen to me. Hush, hush, hush. There is no other way. I
hurt. I never needed hurt. I never needed you to be there every day. I'm sorry for the way I let go of everything I wanted when you came along. But I am never beaten, broken out to pieces. I know next to you is not where I belong. And it's a little late for explanation. There isn't anything that you can do. Her hands shiver, so you will listen when I say. So many nights thinking how you did me wrong, but I grew strong. I learned how to carry on.
FM.
That was the Pussycat Dolls and Hush 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 Hush. I remember the first time I heard that track thinking, this really sounds like something. Oh, and then I thought it was some kind of revelation that I worked out you could sing I Will Survive to it. I was like, they've used the same chord. And then they just sing it at the end. I was like, ah, okay, it was meant. It was understood. There was no plagiarism there. It must have been agreed. No problem. Well, time to tell you sports fans what's going on in the Champions League. He scored again this evening. What a signing. Cristiano Ronaldo in the 13th minute with an assist from Bruno Fernandes gave Manchester United the lead in Champions League Group F away at Young Boys in Bern. However, Aaron Wan-Bissaka was sent off in the 35th minute, somewhat harshly, everybody seems to think. And since the second half began, Manchester United have been coming under pressure, and literally just this minute, Young Boys have equalised. Mumi Ngamalu in the 66th minute has equalised for Young Boys. So it's currently 1-1, United down to 10 men under a little bit of pressure. Right, there we go. I'm just happy to give you some live sporting information. I have covered on the sports show for John Chubb a few times, and before that as well, having been here at Phoenix for quite a while now. Who knows, maybe it'll happen again one day, but it's always good when the Champions League's on. I'm happy to give you information about it. There needs to be an early kickoff as well. But yeah. And while we're talking about sport, what about Emma Raducanu? Absolutely incredible. I kind of got caught up in that. It was so weird thinking, oh, that's brilliant. She's got through to the last 16. Oh, she's got to the quarterfinal. Oh, wow. She's got to the semifinals. That's amazing. She's in the final. She's won it. You know, it kind of wasn't so surprising by the time she won it. Unbelievable. When Leicester were nearly relegated and last gasp escape and then won the league the next year, it was if you'd have in that summer bet on Leicester to win the league, you could have got odds of 5,000 to 1. If you'd have bet on Emma Raducanu winning the US Open a month ago, you would have got odds of 1,000 to 1. Can you imagine that? Oh, I'll just put a tenner on. Oh. I'm still annoyed I didn't put 100 quid on Leicester to win the league. But who would have ever done it? You know, did anybody? I think some Leicester fan had done it and cashed out at some, they were due, what were they due to get? Something like 50 grand. Was it 50 grand? And they cashed out at 38 grand or something. So they've still got quite a lot. But yes, incredible. Who's going to be betting on Emma Raducanu for any other Grand Slams coming up? I don't think you're ever going to get 1,000 to 1 on her again. Impressive, impressive performance. Brilliant young woman. Amazing to see. Fabulous. Okay, that's my little sporting corner, if you like, of this week's show. We'll have another track, then it'll be time to deal with the Soft Drink World Cup. So we're loosely linking to sport because there's a World Cup, but we're heavily linking to soft drinks, which is marvellous. Okay, I haven't done the attributing songs to people lately, have I? Bjork's Oh So Quiet was all courtesy of Barry Liptrot. Thank you to you, Barry. And then the Pussycat Dolls and Hush Hush with thanks to Dennis Pellwine. This next one is just because of me, because I like it. If you've got a problem with that, you can just shut up.
We wine and dine, did them things that couples do when in love, you know, walks on the beach and stuff, you know, things that lovers say and do. I love you, boo, I love you too. I miss you a lot, I miss you even more. That's why I flew you out when we was on tour. But then something got out of hand. You start yelling when I was boyfriend, even though I had legitimate reasons. You know I have to make them dividends. How could you trust with private eyes, girl? That's why you don't believe my lies and quit the sex.
Shut up. We try to take it slow, but we're still losing control. And we try to make it work, but it still ends up the worst. And I'm crazy.
You gotta move so fast. Love is progress if you could make it last. Why is it that you just lose control every time you agree on taking it slow? Why does it have to be so damn tough? Cause fools and lust could never get enough of love. Showing the love that you be giving, changing up your living for a loving transition. Girl, submission trying to get you to listen. Humanity each other has become our tradition. You yell, I yell, everybody yells. Got neighbors across the street saying, who the hell, what the hell's going down? Too much of the bickering, kill it with the sound. And
shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up. We try to take it slow, but we're still losing control. And we try to make it work, but it still ends up the worst. And I'm crazy.
Oh, crazy, oh, what?
Gonna be your lady. I think I'm going crazy.
Girl, our love is dying. Why did you stop trying?
I never been a quitter, but I do deserve better.
Believe it, I will do bad. Let's pick up the bed, start this new play.
Why? Cause it's the same old routine. And then next week I hear them scream.
Girl, I know you're tired of the thing to say.
You're damn right, cause I heard them lame damn excuses just yesterday.
That was a different thing.
No, it ain't.
That was a different thing.
No, it ain't.
That was a different thing.
It was the same damn thing. Same ex excuses. Boy, you useless. Boy.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was the Black Eyed Peas and Shut Up. And right now, time to give you all the lowdown on the latest happenings in the Soft Drink World Cup. Oh, yes. Well, Group F? Yes, Group F has concluded this afternoon, and Group G is now underway. And, well, there was a little bit of controversy with Group F, I have to let you know about. So listen to this, controversy fans. In Group F of the Soft Drink World Cup, the four drinks pitted against each other, vying for your votes, were the now defunct Tab Clear, Coca-Cola tasting clear liquid, if you like, Orangina, Purdy's, and Capri Sun. And, well, with the final count of votes, Capri Sun runaway winner with 56% of the vote. Tab Clear scored zero, upsettingly for Tab Clear. However, the problem arose because for the first time in this Soft Drink World Cup, Orangina and Purdy's had a dead heat at 22% each. Yes, I know it was a problem. Only one of them could progress with Capri Sun. We couldn't have three go through from any group. It's not like, you know, the Euros. All third place is fine. No, no, no. So, for the first time, controversially, lots were drawn to decide between Orangina and Purdy's. Yes, you heard it here first. Lots were drawn. So Capri Sun safely through, group winner, 56% of the vote. Tab Clear, nothing. Orangina and Purdy's, 22% each. And I feel very sorry for Purdy's because Orangina won the draw. So from Group F, it's Capri Sun and Orangina that have progressed to join Coke, Lilt, Dr. Pepper, Cream Soda, Apple Tizer, Fanta, Ribena, 7-Up, Lucozade and J2O in the knockout stages. Two groups still to go. If you're wondering where you can vote, it's only available on my Twitter profile, at Ben Sim Radio. Search for Ben Simmons, you'll see the cartoon of me as my Twitter picture, at Ben Sim Radio. And you will find all the information on the Soft Drink World Cup on my profile. So, yes, Group G is now underway. Very, very excitingly. And what is in Group G? Well, some of the lesser fancied ones, one of the bigger ones, very possibly. Cherry Coke is in Group G. Lipton's Iced Tea is in Group G. Fentimans Cola is in Group G. And those classic milk drinks, Yazoo, are in Group G. So it's Cherry Coke, Lipton's Iced Tea, Fentimans Cola and Yazoo. In the very early voting, Cherry Coke has 75%, Lipton's Iced Tea 25%, Fentimans and Yazoo yet to score. Get yourself on the Twitterverse at Ben Sim Radio. Go to my profile, find Group G, where you can vote just a single click or a tap to cast your vote in the Soft Drink World Cup. The makers of those drinks will be very glad if you do and can help them through to the knockout stages. The top two will qualify. The excitement is literally almost at fever pitch now in the Soft Drink World Cup, and we haven't even reached the knockout stages yet. When we will get to the last 16, there will be a draw and it will just be knockout. For now, it's still the group stage. I'll tell you one more time, at Ben Sim Radio, cast your vote. Please get yourself on Twitter right now and just do it. Group G sees Cherry Coke versus Lipton's Iced Tea versus Fentimans Cola versus Yazoo. Crikey, it's all happening. Here, still being quiet musically, it's Cooler Shaker.
Phoenix FM.
That was Cooler Shaker and Hush, again suggested by the fabulous Mark Straker online in the run-up to the programme. Thank you very much for doing that, Mark. Absolutely marvellous. Now then, we're talking about being quiet today because it is National Quiet Day in the UK on the 14th of September. And to that end, I've been searching the internet. I thought I could find some humorous content on sponsored silences and the longest sponsored silence someone had ever done. And then I came across this story, which really isn't that humorous, but I felt duty-bound to share it with you. This was reported in an online newspaper in the UK in June 2007. It's a genuinely true story. Told he needed a tonsil operation at the age of three, Ben Grocock was terrified. So terrified, he insisted he would never speak again if the surgery went ahead. His parents brushed off his threat and the operation took place. But when Ben awoke, he stuck to what became his final word. For the next 10 years, he retreated into a world of silence. However, at the age of 13, Ben started talking properly for the first time thanks to a confidence course run by his local fire brigade. He even managed to address the audience at his passing out parade with a hesitant thank you. It was the first time his grandparents had heard him speak since he was a toddler. So for 4 years after his operation at Basingstoke Hospital, he would only talk to his brother, and only then when the pair were alone. With everyone else, he relied on written notes and hand signals to communicate. He was diagnosed with selective mutism, a rare anxiety disorder which leaves children terrified of speaking in certain situations. 10 years he retreated into a world of silence. But he has, since that time, progressed and is able to have normal conversations through counselling and all that kind of stuff. Incredible what some people go through. So I thought I was looking for some jokey information and found quite a serious story. But wish him all the best and hopefully continues to carry on making progress and living as normal a life as possible in his adulthood. Incredible. Right. Time for one more track and then you know what's coming up. Something that makes a lot of people tense. Something that gets a lot of people worried. It's Ben's Impossible Question. League of Legends are just gone. 7:30 tonight. It's back. BicLol is back. Once it starts, it's just me, them and the tense jingle. If I had Tiffany on BicLol, she'd say, OK, play the tense jingle. I think we're alone now. It's tenuous at best, I know.
Children be air. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand. And so we're running just as fast as we can. One around.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Well, that was Tiffany. As promised, it's just gone 7:30, which means it's time for BicLol.
Not true. That's impossible.
And tonight's BicLol competitor is the utterly fabulous UK ventriloquist and stage legend, Mr. Steve Hewlett.
Yeah, hello, it's Arthur Lager here, but Steve can't make it, he's been pinged.
Has he, Arthur? Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, it's Arthur. He's got pinged, he has, Ben.
I'm so sorry, Arthur. Well, at least you can hold the fort on his behalf, then.
Yeah, but he's holding the phone. I'll put him on. Hang on. Hello, mate. He's messing about with you. If I was pinged, he's obviously at home with me, so I can still do it.
Yeah, fair enough. You're in a bubble with Arthur, are you?
I'm in a gaggle.
Yeah, nice. So how the heck are you, Steve?
Fantastic. Really good. Back at work. I'm starting to get the tour back on the road now, which is nice.
Ah,
I
brilliant.
I had a year and a half to relearn it, and I didn't learn it. I started the podcast, as you know. And yeah. You were one of our last guests, mate.
Yeah, thanks so much for that. Yeah.
Yes, eyes and teeth. Loved it. It really has been nice to connect with people, you know, like what you do on this brilliant show that you're doing. So
yeah, absolutely.
Nice to talk to someone other than my family.
Yeah. I tell you what, it does feel like the entertainment industry has sort of got back on its feet very slightly in the last sort of couple of months, doesn't it? It feels like it's all starting to open up again. And
yeah,
I think
you see a lot of your friends in premieres and stuff, you know, and doing shows and back on the ships.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
But my heart is, you know, it's warm for all of them because it's been so hard, but it's so nice to see them post that they're wherever they are on the ship.
That's exactly, isn't it? You go on social media and you see all your mates saying, I'm in this show, I'm doing this gig or whatever, and it just makes you feel better, doesn't it? It's just so
nice. It is great. It gives everyone else hope, you know. You know, if there's still people waiting to go back.
Absolutely.
It's starting to go back and, you know, around the corner.
Yeah, exactly. We're doing our script for ours almost as we speak. We're putting the finishing touches to it. Not while I'm on the radio, that would be ridiculous.
You're multi-talented, multitasking.
Well, speaking of multitasking, you did kind of just gloss over it. I do want to say to the listeners, anybody listening to this, if you don't know, Steve Hewlett does a fabulous podcast called Eyes and Teeth, which was even more fabulous because I was a guest on it relatively recently. And you've spoken to all kinds of people from all kinds of parts of the world of show business over the last few months, haven't you? And what is it? You've done over 100 episodes now.
Well, I've recorded about 160.
Wow.
And I've posted 103. This morning I started season 9 with Charlie Hale, which was a very, very brilliant comedian from the 90s version of The Comedians.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Ricardo. Yeah, but it was a later version and Johnny Hamp had nothing to do with this one. But
right.
So Charlie Hale's got a fascinating story about, you know, talking about working with boxers. And when I say boxers, I mean Tyson, Bruno, Ali, Muhammad, you know.
Yeah, so amazing.
He has an incredible story because he works in the sporting business world. And so it goes from someone like that to someone who voices Zippy and Jimmy Tarbuck.
Yeah,
London
brilliant.
Stadium. Legend, I think you warmed him up, actually. He was 99 and he was episode 100, was that right?
Nice, yeah, brilliant, brilliant. I like stuff like that. I was Baby Rat before Ken Dodd became a Water Rat in the Grand Order of Water Rats. Now I was on Eyes and Teeth 99 and the warm-up act for Jimmy Tarbuck. Yeah,
great warm-up, and I like being a good warm-up for people as well, so... We're brothers in a lot of ways.
Absolutely, absolutely. Right, now on to the serious part of this quiz, Steve. Have you got any idea what you've let yourself in for by agreeing?
No, because last time I was on your show, you talked about starting this quiz.
Yes.
And I said, get me on. And now you've got me on, I'm sweating buckets. Yeah, and I thought I was...
Well... What I might do over the coming weeks is get people from the world of show business in and have a sort of mini league. So that could work, I think. I think you're going to be the 21st person to have taken part.
Oh, well, I'm not your 99th. I'm halfway. But I'm really excited when you mentioned Top Gear and the leaderboard.
Yeah,
that really makes us want to take part.
Yeah,
definitely.
And there is
a leaderboard.
There is a phenomenon on the show that goes like this now that happens when BICLOL or Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends takes place, which is a noticeable spike in listener numbers because you get all previous contestants want to see how the new person does compared to them, which I like.
You know, I can't even pronounce the title as initials or as the whole thing. It's incredibly...
Yeah, I've made a rod for my own back with that, but we'll do the best we can. Yeah. So just to recap for you and the listeners, as I do every time, three questions coming up. The first question has the highest margin of error. The answer will be somewhere between 1 and 10,000. The second question, the answer will be somewhere between 1 and 1,000. And the third question, you do have a chance of getting it exactly right. It's only between 1 and 20.
So, you have no faith in me getting the first and second one right, then. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it has actually, the 20 people that have done it before, one person has got the third question right. No one's ever got anything else exactly right.
Okay. Well, there's two heads sat here, Mr.
Well, that's a good point. You and Arthur
two heads are better than one.
Yeah, you and Arthur put your heads together. You never know, you might have a slight advantage. But yes, it is basically all the answers are numerical, and it basically is a guessing quiz, if you like. So, shall we do it? Are you ready?
Let's go. I'm nervous, but I'm ready.
I'm going to play my tense jingle, and here comes tonight's BICLOL. Right, Steve, question one. We both performed in Seaside Special on Cromer Pier. That really doesn't help very much because to date, how many TripAdvisor reviews on Cromer Pier have ever been posted? All you know is it's somewhere between 0 and 10,000. How many TripAdvisor reviews have been posted?
Oh, 2,357. Exactly.
2,357, okay. Right, question two. According to the Independent newspaper, ventriloquism was in its heyday in the 1950s and 1960s. The Independent printed a number of full-time ventriloquists that were working in the UK at that time. Approximately how many ventriloquists were working full-time in the UK in the 1950s and 60s? All you know is it's between 1 and 1,000.
Could I do this one?
Oh, go on, Arthur.
He says ventriloquist, not dummies. No, I'm going to have a guess.
Go on, then.
I need to let Arthur have a go. You ready? Yeah. 400. I'd actually say 299, but I'll go with 400.
You're going for around 400, are you?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. And question three. Loosely related to the title of your podcast, Eyes and Teeth, I did some extensive research and found a strange animal that has a certain number of eyes. So how many eyes does a horseshoe crab have? Crabs are in Cromer. I don't know if horseshoe crabs are in Cromer, but they have a certain number of eyes. It's somewhere up to 20.
Three. Oh, you've got to take the first answer. Three. Go with three.
Three. He's gone for three. OK. Well, I'm pleased to tell you, Steve, for you and Arthur, BICLOL is over.
Oh, my God. Mate, I've never been so nervous. I'm nervous on Eggheads.
Didn't you have a problem with Arthur Lager on Eggheads?
I took Arthur Lager on Eggheads. It was called Steve's Dummies, my team. And we had a great time, but I wasn't as nervous as I was just now. It was great fun. Enjoyed it. I mean, I came fourth on Eggheads. I came fourth on Britain's Got Talent. And I've just applied for another TV show, and I just hope I don't come fourth on that as well. That's Naked Attraction. It's out in the winter.
Nice. That's a good tagline. Naked Attraction. It's out in the winter. I like it.
Oh, there you go. I didn't even know I said that. Arthur's just run out of the room.
I'm going to tell you, you haven't come fourth in BICLOL. But,
mate, that was my goal.
Wait for it, though. You've done something impressive. Question one was, how many TripAdvisor reviews are there on Cromer Pier that have been posted to date? You said 2,357. The correct answer is 2,504 which is very close. Well, you're only 147 away. Wow. And previous contestants will know you have to do well on the first question to have a good chance. Okay. Incredibly, the second question was, in its heyday in the 50s and 60s, how many full-time ventriloquists were working in the UK, according to The Independent? You said 400. I can't believe this. The correct answer is 400. You've got...
I'm excited.
Question two.
If I'd have got that wrong, my book would be obsolete. You know, I'd have to scrap it and start again.
You've got question two exactly right. I'm amazed. And then, question three, how many eyes does a horseshoe crab have? You said three. The correct answer was seven. However...
Yeah, but...
Listen to this.
Yeah, but they were facing the other way when I last saw them. They were walking away from me. I didn't see the other four.
But wait, Steve, you've got a total of minus 151, which puts you at the top of the leaderboard.
You've only gone and got to the top.
Unbelievable. What an achievement. So
you've come to open the champagne.
I've never had to play the celebration before for anybody.
And I bet you never had it ready either. You know what I like with quizzes.
I really wasn't expecting it. I'll tell you something, Nick Murphy, my mate Nick Murphy, has been position number one since the first ever BicLol, and you've just taken over the top slot.
I hope he still likes me.
I'm sure he does.
I know I am, but I hope he likes me at all. He won't now, will he? But I hope we meet. I'll shake his hand.
He'll cancel those front row tickets to your tour or just get some a bit further back.
Say that.
Now,
there's only a front row there at the moment. And they're full of dummies.
Yeah. But well done. That's amazing. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks for having me on. I enjoyed that. It was nerve-wracking.
I'll tell you something. That is not going to be beaten for a long time. Minus 151. The previous best score was minus 344. And there are a lot of people over minus 1,000. I know you know with your chroma links, Eddie Bushell. He's in 15th place, minus 3,605. So, you know, incredible.
Oh, bless him. Well, I'll apologise to Eddie next week when I'm in Cromer for a week on the pier.
Oh, are you back in Cromer? Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah, I'm going up to the Judas Summer Show
in
September. I look forward to that front row. And also, I'll be going out looking for seven-eyed crabs.
Yeah, exactly.
I wanted them in a sandwich.
I once went snorkeling on the beach and was freaked out because I looked in the water just where I was paddling and there were loads of crabs walking along, slamming themselves into the seabed and disappearing. I was like, is this what goes on in all beaches? I'm now terrified of the beach.
No, I wouldn't look under that water.
No, I didn't. I wish I'd never had.
Amazing.
Steve,
well,
listen.
I'm ecstatic, mate.
Well, you should be. I'm almost flabbergasted myself that someone's finally done it. Someone's finally taken over top spot, and I'm delighted that it's you. So thank you so much for taking part.
Oh, bless you, Ben. Thanks for having me on, mate. It's always a delight to talk to you. But
you too.
I kind of feel like a cheat now, because you did ask me a question on my art of choice.
Well, they are tailored to the person, but I didn't expect you to get it exactly right. You know, they're always slightly tailored to the person who's doing the quiz, so that's no problem. But yeah, impressive.
Well,
but listen, there's no tangible prize for doing the quiz, but you do get to introduce the track that will be played after you go. So just to let you know, the next track will be No Doubt and Don't Speak, because all the tracks are linked to being quiet. It's No Doubt and Don't Speak. So
of course, or as a ventriloquist, don't speak, don't move your lips. Right? There's an unknown link.
Exactly. But listen, thank you so much. Do check out Steve online to all my lovely listeners. He's got loads of stuff going on and a fantastic act as well. Well worth seeing. And thanks so much for coming and doing the quiz, Steve.
Thanks so much, Ben. Lovely to see you. I'm off to see your auntie and uncle this weekend.
Well, give them my love up in Lincolnshire. You're up in Skegness, are you, this weekend?
Louth. I'm at Skegness. I kick off the tour again on Saturday.
Brilliant.
And then it stopped until March. But, good luck with your panto.
Nice one. Yeah, I'll be in Lytham for Christmas. So, yeah, it's all coming back. It's all fabulous. It's brilliant.
Oh, amazing. I'm really happy for you guys.
Well, listen, I'll say bye to you now, Steve. I'll let you bring up the next track. And thanks so much. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's over to the fabulous Steve Hewlett to introduce the next track.
Yes, no doubt you're going to love this. Everybody, don't talk or don't speak.
Not true. That's impossible.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was No Doubt and Don't Speak, fabulously introduced by the legendary Steve Hewlett. Brilliant ventriloquist, very funny man, and now, shockingly, new leader of the Bicklol League table. He has overtaken Nick Murphy for first place. Nick Murphy has been there since the 9th of March. We're now into September. and Steve Hewlett is the new name at the top of the leaderboard. What a shock. The incredible score of -151 sees Steve Hewlett go straight to the top of the leaderboard. Will Nick Murphy ever get another go? I don't know if I could ever really let people have a second go at it. But who knows? We'll see what develops in the future. Thanks again to Steve. Don't forget to check out his podcast. I'll put a link to all kinds of things on my blog page once I put this recording up. From tomorrow morning, it will be available on phoenixfm.com. Search the schedule, click on the show that goes like this on a Tuesday night, and you get the link to my blog page with all previous shows up there. And if you missed any part of this one, it will be available in that spot from tomorrow morning, phoenixfm.com. Well worth checking out our entire site as well. Right, one more track to get on, then I think we'll have to sum up the entire show. It's literally all happening. Time for a little bit of Rihanna.
Please don't stop the music.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Rihanna, ironically, with Please Don't Stop the Music, and I had to cut her track short. There we go. Still, it's been a fabulous show once again. We've got one track to play us out. And, don't go anywhere because, as ever, Rob Harvey coming up with Synth City, which is sure to be fabulous. And that's from 8 until 10. And then from 10, Steve Davis, if I can say his name, with the interesting alternative show. So it's still all happening here on a Tuesday night on Phoenix. And what of the show? It goes like this. It's been. We've dealt with National Quiet Day all over the UK, ignored Gobstopper Day and National Colouring Day. BicLol was, well, a huge event. We now have a new leader at the top of the leaderboard. The fabulous ventriloquist Steve Hewlett took part and beat all comers. An impressive performance. The Softrick World Cup is well underway now. Group G is going, so check that out at Ben Sim Radio. Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook. If you're my friend, just check out my profile as well. Great to have you along tonight, and I'll leave you in the capable hands of Rob Harvey at 8 o'clock. Don't go anywhere. To play us out, a final track that links to being quiet, it's Clean Bandit with Sean Paul and Anne-Marie. It's Rockabye. See you next week.
Call it love and devotion. Call it a mom's adoration.
Brilliant foundation, a special bond of creation. Ha! For all the single moms out there going through frustration, clean-minded, China Ball, Anne-Marie thing made them air.
She works the nights by the water. She's gone astray, so far away from her father's daughter. She just wants her life for a baby. All on her own, no one will come. She's got to save him.
Daily struggle.
She tells him, ooh, love, no one's ever gonna hurt you, love. I'm gonna give you all of my love. Nobody matters like you.
Stay up there.
She
stay
tells
up there.
Him, your life ain't gonna be nothing like my life. Jay. You're gonna.
Come, you well prepare, and no, mama, you never shed tear, cause you upset things year after year, and you give the youth love beyond compare. You find the school fee and the bus fare. When the pops disappear, in a wrong bar, can't find him nowhere. Steadily your workflow, everything you know, so you're not stop. No time, no time for your dear.
Now she got a 6-year-old, trying to keep him warm, trying to keep all the gold. When he looks in her eyes, he don't know. When she says, ooh, love, no one's ever gonna hurt you, love. I'm gonna give you all of my love. Nobody matters like you. So rock-a-bye, baby, rock-a-bye. I'm gonna rock you, rock-a-bye, baby. Don't you cry. Somebody's got you, rock-a-bye, baby, rock-a-bye. I'm gonna rock you, rock-a-bye, baby. Don't you cry.
Bang, bang, bang. All right, then.
She got a 6-year-old, trying to keep him warm, trying to keep out the cold. When he looks in her eyes, he don't know he is safe. When she says, she tells him, ooh, love, no one's ever gonna hurt you, love. I'm gonna give you all of my love. Nobody matters like you.
Stay up there.
She
stay
tells
up
him
there.
Your life ain't gonna be nothing like my life.
Straight.
You're gonna grow and have a good life. I'm gonna